Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's a great joy once again to come before you and your Word, knowing that in your Word there is life. There is a way of life that is according to your will and your purpose for us. And as we study it today, I pray by your Holy Spirit, we will be guided into all truth, just the way you promised that he would do for us. And I ask, Lord, that you will bless us with your Spirit and power to be able to live according to those ways. And we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, We Are Sold to be Destroyed. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, and verse 4. While sitting at the second of two banquets given by Queen Esther to King Ahasuerus and Haman, the king asked Esther what she desired up to half the kingdom. As Esther began her answer to the king's question, she revealed that her life and the lives of her people were in danger of extinction. In chapter 7 and verse 4 of the book of Esther, we learn more of Esther's request and watch as she acts upon her moment such as this. We read, "For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." The verse begins, "For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish." The perspective of Esther is interesting in this statement, "For we are sold." As those who have been bought for a price, Esther believes that she and her people have become like cattle in an auction or slaves on a block. Even worse, they are bought to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. Their fate was a mortal one in which the purchaser only did so that they might be eliminated. We might recall that Haman offered King Ahasuerus 10,000 talents of silver for the losses that might be incurred because of the lack of their labor. And even so, the king himself paid the tariff for the threat of their existence. The verse goes on to say, "But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue." Esther adds to her comments by suggesting that it would have been less difficult if they had been bought simply to be slaves. Her trouble was not as much that they had been bought, but in the purposes for which they were purchased. They were purchased to be killed and not to be used as slaves. Finally, she adds, "although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." In other words, if Esther and her people would have been banished to be slaves, it would not be sufficient enough of a matter to attempt to overcome the king's decision. If this had been the case, the trouble caused by complaining to the king would have been more trouble to him than simply accepting the position of servants. Let us imagine the king and Haman's faces as Esther is telling the king these words. Basically, she is implicating one person as an enemy against her and her people. And since the king loved Esther more than any other maiden that appeared before him, we might imagine his blood beginning to boil. Whenever there is an attack against someone we love, we are inclined to position ourselves in protection mode. And whenever we are implicated for doing wrong, we also cling to safety. King Ahasuerus is wondering who is doing this to his bride and her people, and Haman knows that he is the man. As we remember that God Almighty is acting behind the scenes, we know there is more of this story to come, but we shall wait until next time to have more of it revealed. Next time, we will watch as the king asks, "Who did this?" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.